In a surprising move this week, food delivery service Deliveroo announced the company has entered into voluntary administration. Deliveroo claims the closure is because of challenging economic conditions in Australia, leaving gig workers on the verge. Experts believe this demonstrates a wider problem with the gig economy in our country. The Wire's Madison McLeod asked Associate Professor at the Business School from the University of New South Wales, Mark Humphrey-Jenna, how Deliveroo's closure will affect those in the gig economy.
Deliveroo's closure reduces opportunities for those people who are relying on just delivery apps to make money. Deliveroo has promised a small payout to some of their workers, commensurate with how many hours and how much revenue they were bringing in before the closure. But obviously it's going to reduce their opportunities, particularly in the near future.
In Australia, what access to remedy do gig workers have?
The High Court of Australia recently ruled that most of the gig economy workers are in fact independent contractors, which removes them from some of the other rights that might happen in the event of a company going under or simply being removed from their workforce. So they have relatively few protection. Most of these gig economy workers aren't working full time. They're working a few hours per week, and as a result, they don't have that much of a remedy. Deliveroo is promising some payout, but in many cases, when a company enters administration, even employees and shareholders are fighting over the scraps of the remains of the company. Gig economy workers might be in an even worse position, although Deliveroo has indicated they're going to try to exit in an orderly manner.
At current, are there any advisory or advocacy bodies for food app delivery workers within Australia?
There are relatively few of these. Some are a little bit surreptitious, which actually appear to be supported by the delivery companies themselves. And we've heard reports about some advocacy groups effectively being funded via the delivery companies or via the gig economy companies themselves. You've got organizations like the Fair Work Ombudsman, which is a government organization, which employees can pursue if there are clear issues with their employment contract. The reason for this is if you look at traditional trade unions, they're getting money from somewhere, usually they're union members, and this money helps them to fund doing whatever it is that they're doing. By contrast, with the gig economy workers, there simply isn't that money flow, so there isn't really someone to fund an advocacy group.
Deliveroo cited challenging economic conditions as their reasons for abruptly ending service in Australia. What are your thoughts about it?
Yeah, Deliveroo's reasons make a lot of sense. And Deliveroo isn't the only company that's gone under. We've seen companies like Send and Volley, they've recently gone under as well. Some VC-backed companies like Milkrun appear to still be functional, but it's not clear how long. They've indicated their unit economics seem to be having some issues. So suppose you've got a delivery company, Deliveroo or Uber Eats or whichever one it is. Now, you've got a delivery fee on the delivery. That's often around $5. Sometimes you've got an addition to the price of the food. Then you've got the deliveries. Each delivery will be maybe 10 minutes. So say you can do 6 deliveries per hour. That would give you $30 of revenue on a $5 delivery fee. So the work isn't being paid $30 per hour because you've got to take out overhead. And then all of a sudden, it's not clear how you're actually going to make money. A lot of these companies are struggling here. And it's not just an Australian thing. Uber, for example, is not profitable as a overall entity. Australia itself can be very challenging as well, given the geographic distances between a lot of places. So in the CBD, it can work out. But outside of the CBD, you end up with massive challenges getting the deliveries functioning.
In your opinion, will Australia be seeing the exodus of more delivery apps such as Uber Eats and Menulog?
Certainly Australia could see some of the other ones close down. If we're looking at the other delivery apps, the main ones are really Uber Eats and Menulog. Menulog is a little bit closer to Deliveroo than Uber Eats. And the reason for that is Uber Eats is part of the Uber overall company, which means that Uber might get benefits from having Uber Eats, even if it's not profit. Maybe that's going to feed into the other things they're trying to roll out. Whereas with Menulog, they have less of that. So hence why Uber Eats is more likely to survive. Menulog could absolutely end up in a similar situation. However, as the market gets more and more concentrated, you're left with Uber Eats, Menulog, not that many other options. That creates market concentration because the more competition you've got in the market, the more fees are going to be driven down. And all of a sudden, you end up with companies not being profitable. It operates in almost any sector. To some extent, when you've got excess competition, some companies start to go bankrupt and there's a race to the bottom. And perhaps the prices that were being paid for delivery of food simply weren't high enough to support some of these companies.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
The delivery closure is broadly symptomatic of problems within the gig economy more generally. They simply have extremely low fees for the work being offered. And it's not just Deliveroo. They all have some similar issues. in the broader gig economy sense, and it's across a lot of contracting work, and there appears to be an expectation that people will work for incredibly low prices without a consideration of how much money that person is actually going to make. That's a problem with delivery fees. It simply isn't going to be livable for a person to live on Deliveroo fees, in Australia in particular. But Deliveroo also can't get away with charging more, and it simply isn't going to be sustainable. And it's something the gig economy is going to have to reckon with at some point.
That was Associate Professor from the University of New South Wales, Mark Humphrey-Jenna. Ending the story by The Wire's Madison McLeod.